Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2014 third quarter results are available at the IR section of the company's website at www.ata.net.cn. As a part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. You're also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we would be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will prove to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making an investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, changes in market conditions, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide 2 of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter and 9 months ended December 31st, 2013, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.0537 RMB to one U.S. dollar. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported unless otherwise noted. The company reports its financial results under U.S. GAAP and RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there's an overview of the company on slide 3. The company's CEO, Mr. Chen Yao Sun, will provide an overview of operational highlights for third quarter 2014, beginning with slide 4, and Mr. Benson Tseng will follow with an overview of financial highlights for the period. The company's chairman, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then discuss ATA's outlook and growth strategy for the remainder of fiscal year 2014 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I'll turn the call over to ATA's CEO, Mr. Chen Yao Sun. Please go ahead, Mr. Sun.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning. I would like to begin on slide 5, which is some of our operating highlights for third quarter 2014. During the period, we delivered 4.2 million billable exams, which is about the same number of billable exams ATA delivered in the prior year period. Among these exams was the National Unified Certified Public Accountants exam, or CP exam, which we successfully administered with ATA computer-based platform for the second consecutive year. Over 1.5 million exams were delivered throughout China versus 1.4 million exams delivered in 2012. We continue our effort to grow our base of corporate clients under HR Select, and are pleased to report over 70% growth in volume during third quarter 2014 to 790,000 exams, most of which were for key banking clients, such as the Agricultural Bank of China, China Consortium Bank, and Bank of China. We also signed new HR Select clients, such as Shanghai Rural Commercial Bank and Jiangsu Rural Credit Unit. With regard to TOEIC, we recently announced the termination of ATA's exclusive distributor contract with ETS for these exams, effective the end of this month. However, we continue to be in active discussion with ETS to explore the possibility of TOEIC and other potential business opportunities. Using our new mobile testing system, or MTS, we successfully administered the Cambridge Junior English exams in Mexico, Spain, and Argentina in November. We made significant progress in the integration of Xingwei staff and services into ATA following the acquisition late last year, and I'm pleased to say that it was a smooth integration. On the right-hand side of the presentation is a map of our extensive nationwide network of over 3,000 test centers, which enable ATA to deliver large-scale exams simultaneous and cost-effectively for our clients. We believe we are the only provider of this kind of large-scale testing solution in China. And based on such strong base, I'm now working closely with members of senior management team focusing on ATA growth strategy for the next 3 years. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Benson for a review of our financials.
Thank you, Daniel. As shown on slide 7, we achieved year-over-year improvement in gross margin primarily due to increased revenue contributions from our HR Select business, as well as decrease in average monitoring costs from the prior year quarter. During third quarter 2014, revenues from the private sector business increased about 31% to RMB 58 million, primarily as a result of significant growth in HR Select exam volumes, which had a positive impact on gross margin. Due to the termination of the exclusive TOEIC distributor contract with ETS, revenue contributions from TOEIC decreased about 25% during the period, and we expect this will have an impact on our TOEIC revenues in the fourth quarter 2014 as well. While we are very pleased to have achieved healthy growth in our private sector business during third quarter 2014, we are revising our net revenue and non-GAAP net income guidance for fiscal year 2014 due to delays in contract negotiations, changes in timing of client service needs, and the termination of our exclusive TOEIC distributor contract with ETS. Kevin will expand upon our updated guidance later on during the call. On the next slide, we break out revenues for third quarter 2014 by our businesses, which can be broken down broadly into two areas, testing services and test preparation and training solutions. At about 96%, our core segment of testing services was a significant percentage of our total revenue in the 2014 third quarter. Please turn over to the next slide. We have provided a breakdown of the company financial result for the quarter. Gross profits increased about 16% to RMB 92.5 million from about 18 million RMB in the prior year period. Gross margin for the third quarter 2014 improved to 49% from 44.4% in the prior year period. As I mentioned before, the increase in gross margin was due to increased revenue contributions from the private sector business and decreased monitoring costs. Net income was RMB 35.6 million compared to RMB 33.2 million in the prior year period. Despite a 12.4 million RMB royalty write-off resulting from the termination of the exclusive distributor contract with ETS and ATA for TOEIC and its related products, we were able to achieve modest growth on our bottom line as a result of increased gross profits. Excluding the royalty fee write-off, we achieved approximately RMB 48 million in net income compared to about 33 million RMB in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ATS were RMB 1.54 in third quarter 2014 compared to RMB 1.44 in the prior year period. You can see the full result of the first 9 months of fiscal year 2014 on slide 10. Gross margin for the period was 49.9% compared to 47.1% in the prior year period. We reported net income of RMB approximately 41 million RMB for the period, or diluted earnings per ADS RMB 1.76 compared to RMB 29.3 million in the prior year period. On slide 11, we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gains losses. I would like to highlight that excluding these items, adjusted net income for third quarter 2014 was RMB 39 million compared to RMB approximately 36 million in a prior year period. diluted earnings per ADS during third quarter 2014 on a non-GAAP basis was about 28 cents US. Adjusted net income for the first 9 months fiscal year 2014 increased about 22% to RMB 47.4 million from RMB 38.8 million in the prior year period. And diluted earnings per ADS on a non-GAAP basis was about 34 cents US. We continue to support it by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we have highlighted on slide 12. As of December 30, 2013, we had about US $62.5 million in cash. We have no long-term debts or short-term borrowings and continue to follow the strict cost structure that has served us well over the past several years. Finally, I would like to provide some projections for fourth quarter 2014. Based on existing exam schedules, we expect fourth quarter net revenues will be in the range of RMB 44 million to 54 million. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our internal growth projections, and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I would like to turn it over to our chairman, Mr. Calvin Ma, to provide some more detail on our outlook and growth strategies for fourth quarter 2014 and fiscal year 2014.
Thank you, Benson. We were pleased with the measurable growth in our Asia Select business during third quarter 2014, as well as the successful delivery of a record number of CP exams last October. Our third quarter 2014 was, however, impacted by the royalty fee write-off resulting from the termination of our exclusive distributor contract with ETS for TOEIC, as well as increased operating expenses related to the integration of Xingwei. As Sun Yao mentioned earlier, we are currently engaged in active discussion with ETS to explore the possibility of TOEIC remaining one of ATS exam title offerings as well as other potential business opportunities. Slide 15 shows our annual guidance for the fiscal year 2014. As Benson mentioned earlier, we are revising our fiscal year 2014 net revenue and non-GAAP net income guidance, largely due to delays in contract negotiations, changes in timing of client service needs, and the termination of the exclusive TOEIC distributor contract. We now expect net revenues to be between RMB 370 million and 380 million, and non-GAAP net income guidance to be between RMB 37 million and RMB 42 million. Slide 14 lists our several growth initiatives. We are pleased with the smooth transition of Xingwei service offerings and personal following the acquisition, and expect those additional online and mobile training platforms will have a positive impact on our efforts to grow both new and existing clients' relationship in the future, especially for the provider sector. ATA remains focused on diversifying the company's revenue mix between the public and the private sectors and will continue working towards this goal. Many exams in China continue to be administered via the traditional paper and pencil format. We believe there continue to be many opportunities for ATA to transition large-scale exams to our significantly more cost-efficient and secure technology-driven format. Being chosen to administer the highly regarded CP exam was a major milestone for ATA in fiscal 2013, and we continue working to secure more contracts like it. Following a series of trial exams, we were very pleased with the most recent successful administration of the Cambridge English Junior exam in Mexico, Spain, and Argentina we have received a positive feedback from Cambridge English on the MTS technology and are optimistic that our efforts will lead to a long-term relationship with this recognized and respected organization. We believe the MTS provides ATA with a significant opportunity to expand its presence in the global testing marketplace. Lastly, we remain cognizant of our financial position, and we continue working to generate cash flow to fund our future growth. With that, operator, let's open it up for any questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have now reached your question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone keypad. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, simply key star then two. All questions will be taken in the order received. There are no questions waiting in the queue. We have no questions waiting.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. We look forward to speaking with you again during the fourth quarter 2014 fiscal and financial result call. As always, we welcome any visitor to our office in Beijing. Thank you.